are bright and morning stars. Yes. He walks with me. Uh-huh. And he talks with me. Yes. I am going to bring the word according to the way the Father gave to me. And I pray that this word will bring someone closer to him.
All right. Amen.
First of all, I love to give honor, not just to give honor, but I love to give honor to my Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Pastor Philip Curlston. I'm Sister Pastor Reverend John to the pulpit. God is good.
Yes, he all the time. All the time.
Ain't a moment that go by
my God.
That he ain't good.
That's right.
I just want to take a moment just to let him know that I appreciate him allowing me just to be here.
Yeah.
So if you would just bow your heads with me, just go. Lord, I come standing in the need of a blessing.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, I just ask you to touch me, anoint me.
Yes, please, God.
Fix me.
Yes.
That I'll be able to do your will. Move that child called Laura or Lou out of the presence.
Yes, yes.
And just have your presence here this morning.
Yes, God.
Lord, I love you. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen.
Amen.
I am going to come with a topic. Power of prayer.
All right, all right.
And my scripture is coming from Mark 11, 22-25. Mama asked me this yesterday, so she don't even know this. But Mother Robinson, I'm going to ask you to read the scripture for me. And gives me a little time to get myself more ready for this word.
Amen.
Don't take it lightly, the power of prayer. Mark 11, 22, 25. Can we have everybody to stand on the word? If you're able. Mark 11, 22 through 25. And it reads thus. And Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. Truly I say unto you, whosoever say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
My Lord.
25. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgression. This is the word of God for the people of God. May you be blessed by and through his holy word. She told you several different things. I just want to touch on each scripture, what we have been read. Verse 22, faith. Verse 23, no doubt, heart, believe. Verse 24, not your will, but God's will. Desire and heart. And 25, forgiveness.
My God.
Oh, Lord, help me this day. First, I like to say faith is not nothing to doubt. Faith is something you have to believe in.
Come on, my God.
Let the power of his words overcome your stronghold.
Yes.
With honesty and prayer.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Believe with conviction.
Yeah. Mm.
The arms of the Lord is not too short to save.
My God. Amen.
Nor is his ears too dull to hear.
Hallelujah.
Be powerful in your word.
My God.
Be convicted when you pray.
Right.
I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about.
Right. Right.
Let your heart, don't let it get you in trouble.
All right.
Don't let your overcome be more than what God will allow it to be.
Amen.
Don't let your desire to have overcome the desire of the Lord. When Jesus gave an order, I don't know if you know this story, but it's in Mark 9:25. When Jesus gave an order to the evil spirit that was in a boy, he went with power and command. He wasn't doubting it. He wasn't wishy-washy with it. He had a conviction to tell him that, get out of this child. Lord, have mercy.
It's all right.
Yes, Lord.
But the thing about this, he had some disciples. Deacons.
Come on.
They assumed that they prayed for this young man. But the thing about it, when my father came up and prayed, that spirit and that demon just moved on out of
him.
And I'm thinking, said, oh Lord, I ain't quick. But they disciples.
My Lord.
But they couldn't say it out loud. They had to go in a hush room.
My Lord.
And say, Father, how did you do
this? That's right.
You do this. And we're going to go back to power.
Yeah.
The Lord said, you have to have a force of power. And force is power. Power is force. Well, the Lord brought them demons out of that young man. But those folks still didn't believe in the face of the Lord. They didn't have that faith like it's supposed to be. They still had that doubt. And we use this scripture so often. Faith, the size of a mustard.
That's right.
What if that faith had been changed and said, doubt of a mustard seed?
Come on.
Lord, where would we be?
That's right.
Where would we be? I don't know, Randy. You think I need that?
No, we can get it. That's
all right.
I don't
want
to listen. What the hell?
Doubt.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Just like that faith of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
All it takes for doubt is to be like that seed. They still wasn't ready. Wasn't ready. So then God got him all together. They thought the young man was dead. But the father reached out his hand. He reached out his hand and the boy got up. The father said, Lord, he couldn't believe it. This is the good part of this story. You know, we don't look at what happens in our life. We just take everything for granted. But this father said to Jesus to help his son. And Jesus told him, everything is possible. So if anybody here that's not walking in the Lord,
come on.
Anything is possible if you allow him in.
That's right.
He said, Father,
immediately
I believe. Oh, this is a hard
one.
But Lord, help me with my unbelief.
Come on.
So many times that we pray, we have the dig deep down in our heart and ask God to help us
if we ain't too proud.
Yeah.
With our unbelief.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We get ourselves so high on the hog that we think when we pray, our prayer is so good.
Yeah.
That when we pray and use all those big words,
my
that we stand out in front.
My God.
Or when we pray, we do all these words humbling and saying stuff that the Lord ain't led you to say.
Yeah.
Lord, talk to me. Mm-hmm. We got to recognize. What God can do in prayer.
Amen.
That unbelief can straddle you like crazy. I want to tell you something that I felt. This is the way I kind of vision faith and belief. You got a body and you have a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you see my shadow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That shadow is like my faith.
Yeah.
My belief, this body is always here.
Yeah.
But
Sometimes
this shadow don't show. So sometimes your faith is not showing out like it should do.
All right now.
And that's because you don't allow that power of Jesus to step in.
Yeah.
You have to answer.
Yeah.
He ain't coming until you ask.
Right now.
You have to say, Father, come on in.
Come on.
You think because he know your situation that he going to step on in there.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't how he works.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us a choice.
That's right.
He gives us a choice to figure out where we want to be.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right now.
So you have to start saying, Lord, come on in.
Come on,
Lord, here I am.
Yeah.
Here I am, Father.
Yeah.
No. Lord, help me.
That's right.
Get me up off of this floor, Lord. Catch me and make me walk in your light.
That's right. That's right.
It's only by His grace and His mercy that we're here. And sometimes we get all twisted up. Then because we sit in here every Sunday morning,
come on.
Get our praise on. Smile at the pastor.
Come on.
Get up here and clap with the choir.
Yeah.
And think we all of that, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't not one moment
mm-hmm.
to just say, Lord, help me.
That's right.
Father, I recognize who you are.
Yeah.
And I know who I am.
Yeah.
But I still need your help, Lord.
Because
I'm weak.
Yeah.
And sometimes my belief is not like it should be.
That's right.
I still got a little unbelief.
Come on.
So help me.
Help me
over this unbelief.
Yeah.
I know
It's all right. Thank you, Giant.
Mom ain't here. But I can remember talking to her.
Mm.
And said, Ma, I don't know what it is, but I know it's something that He has for me.
Yeah.
And then you think, it ain't me, Lord.
Uh-huh.
But you got to start recognizing who you are.
Mm.
Putting authority.
Yeah.
You got to claim it.
Mm.
You don't just have to claim it,
mm.
put authority in it, and walk.
Mm.
Walk with it.
My yeah. Mm.
That man that was having his son with all that illness and all them demons up in him,
mm-hmm.
I think he's all right.
Yeah.
But if some of us sometimes
mm-hmm.
just forget who we supposed to be.
All right.
And just the Lord just walk in your life, you will see what a great path you would have.
Right now.
All of that pain, suffering.
Yes.
All worried about, well, Lord, am I going to make it through the day?
Come on, sister.
I don't go there no more.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes I'm sitting on the couch and we're watching a movie and I just be in my own world. Eyes open, and my husband noticed that I'm not there with him. He said, what is wrong with you? I said, baby, I'm praying.
Because
I want to stay consistent
with
the Lord.
Yeah.
Because the word says, if you pray
consistently,
and if you pray all the time, you ain't got to do a long, drawn out prayer.
Right.
That's
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on.
You ain't got to do all of that.
Yeah.
But if you stay in the Lord, get on you ain't on your knees at work. I just put my hands behind my back. Lord, anoint these workers, and they from all parts of the world. But I know I got the one in true living God. And see, that's what you got to realize. If you want power,
my Lord,
anything you want, you got to work with it.
That's right.
When you go on them jobs and you want them promotions, you're working towards it. When you want them children to go to college and do all that, you do everything in your power
everything.
To get what they need.
Yeah.
When you're walking with Christ, that's how you got to be in your spiritual.
Amen.
You got to learn to pray and walk. God got some miracles up in here. Let me tell you a little something. I got a brother. Been drinking for 14, since he was 14. Over 50. No AAA took him. It was the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. When they first brought out, what you call that thing when you get money, cash money?
ATM.
No. What's that thing you get a loan? Yeah. No, I got my own little check. I'm working.
Yeah.
I wanted something that Lou wanted.
Yeah.
So I went and got this little payday loan. I got the money. I can get it back. But you know you don't do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, I messed it all up. When I messed it up and I wanted to get out, in my heart, I prayed, Lord, please, Jesus, get me out of this.
Uh-huh.
He did it. Uh-huh. Y'all ain't gonna believe this one.
Come on, wait.
About 6 months ago,
uh-huh.
after my husband had had his first surgery, we had been through, done a lot of stuff in the house financially. I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
Here I go again.
Yeah.
Pay that on.
Come on now. Come on now.
But let me tell you how my God is. He remembers everything.
All right.
Because when I prayed to him the first time, Lord, I'll never, never do this again.
Come on now.
Let me tell you how my Lord is.
Yeah.
I got there, Pastor.
Yeah.
Fill out all the paperwork.
Yeah.
I know I ain't had no problem. I just got a brand new car.
Yeah.
And I didn't even ask for it.
Yeah.
That was all right. Went on in there. Read it, and I was just writing out the papers, filling out, maybe just typing. Oh, yeah, everything's good. But I don't know. It's not going through. I'm like, what? No. It ain't going through.
Come
back tomorrow. Oh, yeah, my supervisor will be here. She'll get it. You ain't got no problem. Came back with the supervisor. And I'm looking. It's like Yeah. Something made me sit in my car one day and think back.
Yeah.
I made a promise to the Lord.
Yeah.
I prayed with all my heart and mind.
Yeah.
Lord, I ain't going to do it no more. He said, I know you ain't. I'm telling you, you ain't.
That's right.
He's always a step ahead.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Just because he don't step in,
right now,
right where you think he should.
He ain't there. Mm. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
He just waiting for you to open up your heart according to his will.
Yeah.
Not yours.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
But according to his will.
That's right.
To do what he needs for you to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get so excited. I'm sitting here singing, and my pastor say, slow down. But you know, I like a good old shouting. I said, slow down. Because when the Lord gets in my soul, I can't sit there.
Yeah.
Because when he blesses me, he don't just sit around and bless me.
That's right.
He blesses me completely.
Yeah.
When I pray, I know now I ain't playing with you, Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm doing my prayer from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be powerful.
Wow.
That's right.
I want to be able to say it with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
I want authority over it. I want to claim it.
That's right.
Because
that's
he said, if he said it and you believe it and believe in him, you will get the desire of your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean up your house.
Yeah.
I don't know y'all think I'm talking about that house at home. No, I ain't. I'm talking about these old bodies.
Come on, come on.
That's what he's saying in 25. We got all this mess that is not about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to fix it up.
Fix it up.
Ain't no way in the world you can get up on Monday morning if you're praying every day and praying no Sunday. You just left upset with your sister or your brother
because
they didn't do something you like.
Yeah.
Oh, my prayer's going up.
Yeah.
It's going.
Yeah.
It might not be all the way to the level where you wanted to be, but it's going because God don't ever stop listening to it.
All right, now.
He don't stop listening.
That's right.
We got to recognize.
Yeah.
And I, this is my church.
Uh-huh.
I did get baptized in my my church, so I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
We take for granted that God is just going to let us keep sliding out the door.
Come on, come on. Mm-hmm.
And I am so guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I should put both of my feet in, take all my shoes off, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have prayer service at this church
mm-hmm.
every month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We say we got a certain person or a certain, we all packed up in here.
Come on, come on, say so.
But you know what? Jesus is always here.
Always. Always.
And we don't show up. We don't try to do the service. And it's good to go to, you know, Reb, you know I love you. It's good to go to Bible study. Because you need the word in order to know what you need to talk to with God.
All right.
But we still need to pray.
Because
that's what the Lord says. We need to pray and ask him and talk. How you going to communicate with him if you ain't saying nothing?
Oh, Lord.
I'm saying to Mount Olive. I feel so guilty. And then my friend, she had something to do, Evie. I would say, Evie, call me and remind me. What she got to call me and remind me? Anywhere I want to go, everything I want to do, she don't call me.
That's right. Yeah.
When my back is hurting, she don't call me and say, I'm going to rub your back, Luke. I call on the Lord and he fixes it for me.
Come on now.
I'm telling you. Prayer can be so powerful in your life.
That's right.
I'm learning that. Because this walk he done put us through for the last 2 years.
My God.
Come on now. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes.
I want to tell you. I wouldn't give it up for nothing. You think we're going through a bad situation. But I tell you what. Every day I look at him and say, I love you.
Right.
Every day I'm thankful for God because he gives me a chance to recognize who God is. I love him, but I can't do it for him.
My God.
But I pray every day
that
God continue to bless us. When you see Sister Cruz over there crying, I ain't crying because I'm the pity party. I'm crying because I'm thankful. You got to open up your heart and recognize. Because he's the only one. Ephesians 6:18 says, pray in the spirit on all occasions.
That's right.
With all kinds of prayer and requests.
Yeah.
So you ain't got no reason not to pray.
That's right. Not one reason. Yeah.
When you get up in the morning. When you go brush your teeth. When you get in them big fine cars, pray. When you get to that job, pray. When you're sitting down at the table, pray. When you get back home to look at
what's his name on that news channel?
You know what I'm talking about.
Pray.
When you're sitting there talking to your wife or your love mate, take the hand and say, baby, let's pray.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it will make such a difference. In your life. Because he gives you everything that you need. God has given us some miracles in here that you don't even know.
That's right.
I know my brother, he don't want me to say nothing either, but I'm going to say it anyhow. He came down, he think he all that. But he came down from a cruise. Mr. Big Fireman, thinking he all that. But when he got back, he caught a disease, a flesh disease, that ate up his body like you would not believe it.
My Lord.
First night we got to the hospital, then me and my older sister almost got thrown out by the other people in the hospital. But they said they wanted to take his legs.
All right, tell us so.
I'm praying. I'm praying.
That's right.
I'm praying.
That's right.
Lord, help us right now.
But
you know what? He helped us. He sent a paramedic in. And the paramedic looked at the notes on the chart. And he said, y'all better get him to University of Maryland. Got up there. My sister said, girl, you don't want to go see him. But I said, my heart, Lord, I got you. His body was blown up like I said, the big year, blank. And I'm not exaggerating. Kidneys shut down. Organs shut down. And I mean, every 40 minutes, every hour, they was taking them down, split from top to body, taking out poison. But we prayed. The doctor said, I don't think he's going to pull through this. But I know who. I got a father in heaven. He's a doctor in the sick room. And we prayed. I'm going to tell you how we prayed. Every 2 weeks we used to get together. Even down the littlest one ain't even here. And we would go and pray. And pray.
That's right.
You don't recognize how the little kid.
Yeah.
start to recognize that God can help you if we pray.
My God.
I'm telling you, they said he's going to lose his legs. Mm. He ain't going to have this. I kept telling the pastor. I said, Pastor Stephen, you know what? This happened. The pastor said, I know. I come again. Pastor Stephen, guess what happened? This is doing good now. They ain't taking the stuff. I know. Because in a way, I think I was trying to show a little doubt. I hadn't reached out and asked for that unbelief. Catch me and make me believe more. Then all of a sudden,
my God, what did he do?
God just stepped in.
Hallelujah.
And he just fixed him up. Cleaned him up.
My God.
I'm going to tell you how bad this was. He did not just have family praying for him. Annapolis, Maryland had a big flyer up saying, we need to pray for this far fire. He had the mayor come too. Saying he want to pray. But look.
My God.
Look at him now. Truck and came right on up. Now tell me, if you don't believe in God, this is evidence.
Amen.
My Lord.
Evidence.
My Lord.
God can do this right.
Yeah.
But you gotta make sure your heart, your mind,
your
soul
is
sanctified.
Yeah.
In the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Ready to walk with Him.
Yeah.
Talk with Him.
Yeah.
Do all the things that He wants you to do.
Yeah.
If I kept you a little long,
it's all right.
It's all right.
It wasn't my doing.
It's all right.
Because I asked God to touch me in a way that I've never been touched.
My God.
That's right.
And I ask Him each and every day of my life, if I'm doing something, Lord, show me.
That's right.
What I need to do.
Yes.
I don't pray just to be praying.
Yeah.
I don't pray to try to look cute.
All right.
I don't stand up here and pray over the same words over and over because I want my God to know that I'm real within my soul.
Amen.
So I tell you that I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I say, let God be with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't let nothing happen. Young folks, don't think because we old.
Yeah.
But you need to.
That's right.
Amen.
Pray.
Right.
Pray. Pray.
Whether you're going to college and you're running up on some stuff, you ain't never seen. But you better pray. You got some praying mother, praying father. But ain't nothing like you praying for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
So pray.
My Lord.
Let God know.
Yes, he can.
I know he can. I'm looking at you. I should have been gone. Should have been gone, and I don't want to do it. But I just want to let you know she's not here today.
It's all right.
I should have been dead and gone.
That's all right.
But my sister, able. When my family couldn't do nothing because they didn't know what to do for her. She fell down on her knees in icy snow. And she prayed for me. And I'm standing here in the midst of my father's house saying, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For somebody.
Yeah.